You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Little Michael Franti, get us through that transition there. The sunshine's been beautiful. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is a musician by the name of Lewis Chapman. Welcome, Lewis.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Well, it's really nice to have you. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Lewis. I am from the tri-state area, which is New Jersey, Oregon, and Alaska.
It's not my tri-state, but sure.
Currently work as the arts administration intern over at Perseverance Theater. I'm here for a year-long internship, been here since August, and have loved every minute of it, which has been very exciting because all the people from Alaska who I met before I came here said that this was the season to really be scared of because of the short days and the cold.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I hiked Mount Roberts today and I felt fantastic.
Good so, for you.
Yeah, it's great out here.
I think you just have to adjust your activity schedule a little bit. I try to get out in the middle of the day when it's still light out and then mm-hmm. do all my work and indoor stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
We get through it, you know. And then, of course, vacations to Hawaii. Perseverance Theater Arts Intern, what does that entail? What kind of work are you doing with that?
Yeah, that's a rare 9-to-5 in theater. So it's a sort of more consistent schedule than a lot of the more sort of artistic ended stuff. But I've been doing a lot of box office work. I've been managing to write grants, sort of helping out with sort of recombobulating the office after a sort of transition season, and helping out sort of wherever I can for the show that's up right now, which is With, which I know you guys have had a lot of people on in the past week talking about With.
So I'll had a couple people yesterday.
Spare you the details, but sort of helping out with production and rehearsals for that wherever I can as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Thanks for doing that. Well, good work. Well, you came here today to actually play us some music. So would you like to do a song right now?
I would love to, yeah. This is a song off of an EP that I released like last week that's on Spotify as of this morning. So this is a very exciting day in the musical career of Lewis Chapman, a.k.a. Coyote Wall. This is a song called The Sharpshooter. It's one of the first songs that I wrote when I started writing songs. I wrote it in New York this summer.
Take it away.
The family of groundhogs in your father's yard. The row of Coca-Cola cans, a firing squad. You put your sister's eye out when you were just 14. But she was still the prettiest sight the boys had ever seen. Black bear in the driveway on a cold December night. The rattlesnake that hissed but never got the chance to bite. You remember when they laid her broken body down to rest. A faded scar across one eye and roses on her dress. Well, you can't hit what you can't see, and no one told you who you'd be. The knight in shining armor standing guard over the land, holding daddy's rifle in her hand. Holding daddy's rifle in her hand. You never took a lover, never took no other name. You never left your hometown and you wear your hair the same. She told you she forgave you, but you always called her bluff. Nothing you could ever do could ever be enough. Ooh. Well, you can't hit what you can't see. And no one told you who you'd be. The knight in shining armor standing guard over the land, holding daddy's rifle in her hand. Holding daddy's rifle in her hand. The rifle was your father's, but the parts have been replaced. And you have long forgotten every feature of her face. All that you remember is the casket where she lay, and what you wish you'd said to her that day. And what you wish you'd said to her that day. Cause you can't hit what you can't see, and no one told you who you'd be. The knight in shining armor standing guard over the land, holding daddy's rifle in her hand. Holding daddy's rifle in her hand.
Well done. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.
I liked that one. Good picture.
Thanks.
Woman with a rifle in her hand. So are you going to perform that one tonight at open mic?
I was thinking of doing a different set at the open mic. It's two songs a person, so I have enough of a repertoire to kind of try to avoid doing repeats, at least within the same day.
Oh, there you go. So tell me a little bit about Mountainside Open Mic Night.
Yeah, it has been my sort of favorite pastime for the past 8 weeks. You know, on Wednesdays at the Rookery, starting at about 7, there's open mic sets. They are structured differently to other open mics that I have been to. I've been to Coots and Anchorage and the Alaskan, which are different vibes than the Rookery, as I'm sure many of you know. You get two songs a set. Everybody listens while you do your music, which is the main difference between that and some of the other places you go.
It's nice.
And it's a fun crowd. It's sort of about half, like, people my age who are sort of here for the year working for various enterprises, and then half people who maybe once were that and have stayed for the rest of their lives. So it's really sort of positive vibes. Everyone's very supportive. Marion Call, who puts it on, does a tremendous job sort of promoting it and encouraging people to express themselves and take creative risks. She opens every Mountainside open mic by singing a sort of a brand new song, sometimes in like an interesting style, because she believes in doing things that are scary, like going on public radio and performing songs.
If you don't do something scary, then the magic doesn't kick in.
I agree.
So that's great. That was lovely. Mountainside Open Mic Night, Marion Call's Brainchild at the Rookery. It's tonight. It's every Wednesday for the next several weeks. Is this the last one?
This is the last sort of open mic. There are two more featured concerts
right.
in the weeks after this, but the next sort of open enrollment, shall we say, is not until February.
Right. So it has seasons, you know.
Yes.
So
yeah.
This is the end of this current season, with the exception of some upcoming concerts. And Marion does a great job with flyers and Facebook information, and it's really easy to find out when they are and what you can expect. And so sounds like you're going to get signed up to perform tonight. Why don't we do another song?
Let's do another song, yeah.
All right.
No capo on this.
What's this next one called?
This song's called Songbird. I listened to a bunch of Hozier one day and got really sad, and I wrote this song. So
he'll do that.
It's an overshare on the on the air. Perched in my soul, and I was an eagle who swallowed you whole, and you didn't stop singing from deep down inside, and the song you were singing rang out in the cold. Oh, my dear little bird, I will always be there for you. I will shelter your broken heart under my wing. Oh, my dear little bird, I will always take care of you. Whatever the winter may bring. You were a thundercloud hemorrhaging snow, and I was a glacier, titanic and slow, and the tears you were shedding fell softly beside, and I melted to carry them where they would go. Oh, my dear little thundercloud, pour out your heart to me. I will pick up your pieces and gather your things. Through the cycle that binds us, oh, you are a part of me. Whatever the winter may bring. You were the north wind that howled through the woods, and I was the mountain that silently stood. And you whistled and screamed, but I made you abide me, and kept you around me as long as I could. And when the wind cries out in pain and in fury, I will bear out your anger from autumn to spring. I will be here as long as your heart can endure me. Whatever the winter may bring, whatever the winter may bring, whatever the winter may bring.
Nicely done, Lewis Chapman. Thank you very much.
Thank
what
you.
A very appropriate song for the season.
Yes, I definitely wrote that on the bus, you know, in Alaska.
yeah, I can. I feel the angst, the winter anxiety.
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate that. Have a great time at Mountainside Open Mic Night tonight. Can you just tell our listeners what's the sign-up process like if they're thinking of going and trying to play?
Yeah, so you can sign up to a week in advance in person at the Mountainside Open Mics. So you sort of you show up and you get on the list. And if you're not on the list, you go on deck, which means you're guaranteed a spot next week. We try to alternate, so I've performed now three times, coming on four tonight, because I've been going every week and sort of doing my sort of alternating weeks. So just show up in person. Marion is really supportive and really friendly. I assume she knows almost everybody in Juneau at this point. but if you don't know her, now you can. It's an easy process. It's a really supportive crowd. I've made friends there, which has been a tremendous excitement. And I hope to see, you know, more people there tonight and in February when it starts back up again.
All right. Well, Lewis, that's all the time we have today. But thank you so much for being here today and sharing your music. And I hope you have a lovely night at Open Mic Night tonight.
Thank you so much.